Yeah, it's Friday. I want some freaking fun.
All right, we provide fun.
If I have to talk about Michael Penix Jr. and his knee one more time, I swear to God.
You're going to have to talk about
Michael
Penix.
He kept repeating, three knee surgeries. Talk about the three knee surgeries.
You have to talk about Michael Penix one more time. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great Friday. Thanks for being here. We are getting ready for the preseason game, and we will break down, seriously, what we're looking for here before we get out of here at 6. Tonight, by the way, Turtle will be on until the start of the Corky Kale game. It's the second game tonight, right, Day-Day? Is that right? The second or the third game of Corky Kale?
They're calling third game, but okay. Second game's coming up right now.
All right, so he will be on until that actually takes place, which is, it's Houston County tonight. And West Forsyth, I believe it is, tonight on the station. So stay tuned for that. But Turtle will have you at 6. All right. This is called Fact or Fiction.
Okay.
Fact or Fiction.
It's a fact. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
Fact or Fiction.
Today, we are once again playing my favorite game called Fact or Fiction.
Do you believe or is it BS? Tell us. Fact or Fiction on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right. We're going to go around the room. All right. And all I need to know is why it's a fact or why it's fiction. Okay. We will start with Mike on these, and then we'll make our way around to Day-Day and Big O. Michael Penix is not mentally ready to return. Fact or fiction?
Since there's no middle ground here, it's pretty cut and dry. See, kids, when it's fact or fiction, you definitely can have two things being true. I'm going to say fact right now.
Fact.
It can change. But right now, I think he's still not 100% mentally to be doing the job he needs to do. Hopefully that changes. But right now, the things I'm hearing, I love the openness. But the way he's just – and look, I know you guys have said you got to take the doctor's instructions. All you're going to do is further exacerbate an injury or hurt yourself. But I don't know. I want to hear a little more aggressiveness and a little more, you know, I don't know, got to get me out there kind of. I'm just not hearing that from him.
Day-Day, fact or fiction?
I think both things are true.
No, they're not. Fact or fiction.
Day-Day, Michael Penix is not mentally ready to return.
I'm going to say fiction.
Fiction.
After what I heard him say yesterday when he was addressing the fact that he was going to be hearing from his doctor, and then I know he made the comments about, you know, the you know, getting hit, you know, or escapability and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mentioned to you guys this morning on the pre-show behind the curtain, I'm starting to lean more towards thinking that maybe part of this is the Falcons saying to themselves, at this point, we know even if we clear you next week, we still have time. So there's no need to put you out here right now.
Are you insinuating they're protecting him even more?
Well, why not?
Okay. All right. So fiction for you
for
that
fiction.
He is not mentally.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Okay. Big O, where are you at? Penix is not mentally ready to return.
Fact.
At this point, we've heard everything he has to say about this. Everybody, you guys have been out there at camp. Everybody's seen him in drills, throwing. Mm-hmm. These no limitations he looks like he doesn't have. Everything looks like he's running as normal. The one thing that's holding him up right now is getting hit. He doesn't want to get hit, so he's saying he can't get hit right now. At some point or another, like, the physical part of this doesn't really exist anymore, and it's in his head. I think after three knee surgeries,
right?
There's a legitimate sort of, like, fear, like, hey,
yeah.
In the back of my mind, like, that was my healthy knee I just tore. If it was one thing, if it was my other knee where I tore it twice, this is the good knee.
Mm.
I mean, it was Jamal Anderson back in the day where he tore his ACL and then came back. Then tore his other one the next year and he was like, nah, I'm out. I can't do this anymore. Like, when you're starting to injure the healthy parts of your body, the parts you think they're going to be the strongest parts of you, yeah, the mental side starts to creep in at that point. So
I'm with you. I'm going to go fact on this as well.
Fact.
And to Mike's point, I hope it changes. But right now, I think it's more of that than it is this thing where it needs to be. Guys, 9 months. Mike said it. 9 months next week. This is a 9-month to 12-month injury.
Right.
He's got the best resources you could possibly have. All right, let's move on.
But, Carl, here's the thing, though, man. Like, the way to get this thing fixed is to get hit. But he don't want to get hit, so how does he get fixed?
But what if it's the team don't want him to get hit yet?
I think it's him and the team that doesn't want to get hit right now.
Mike? And that's my thing.
You think the team does it? Is this the team protecting him?
I mean,
like, there's no need to rush him out there.
Yeah, I mean, if he gets Day-Day, sooner or later, he has to be out there.
And they know that, but they know what their window is.
But I mean, that's what I said to start the segment. I think that, you know, they knew it was going to be 9 months. You know, D-Led, it's always going to be 9 months, Mike. And that comes out to be next Wednesday. So, you know, but we've always felt, again, we're looking for signs. Everything with him freaking dancing at his wedding, you know, to guys.
That's right.
And that's the audience. It wasn't just us looking at it. You guys were bringing it up. But everybody's looking for some kind of a tell, because I think it's always human nature that you're going to get back out there and fight. And the hell doctor's orders, I'm out there. Let's go. But again, he's had all of these injury histories. You know, there's been guys in this league that have had Adrian Peterson came back in record time because he's a physical freak and he'd never been injured like that. You know, Daniel Jones is coming back from an Achilles faster than Mike is coming back from an ACL, because Daniel has never had the other injuries to his body that Mike has. To Oren's point, where one other body part gets extended or beat up because you're putting less pressure on this or that. So I just want to see him out there, but I would like to hear more confidence from him. I don't think that's wrong to say.
All right, fact or fiction, guys.
So,
Mike.
I think both things are true.
No.
Mike, Tua doesn't look like a competent starter.
Fact. Yeah, he doesn't look. It don't look good. Okay, and I get it. Offensive line is going to get together, and maybe Callahan is destroying this village to save it. He's going to rebuild this thing, and they're going to be better, stronger, like the $6 million man. Doesn't help. But you have one chance to make a first impression. You look ridiculous in that preseason game. So anybody who's in your corner or neutral is like, Tua, he's washed. So, it's not definitive, but we've seen a bunch of video, and we've seen things anecdotally from reporters that are up there that he doesn't look good.
Fact. Day-Day, fact or fiction, Tua doesn't look like a competent starter.
This is messed up.
What?
Answer the question.
Fact or fiction.
Answer the question. Don't wait for the translation.
Where you at?
I just haven't seen enough.
Can he be trusted?
That's not a choice, Day-Day.
Fact.
Yay! Fact. Look at my boy.
Fact. I mean, to Mike's point, it hasn't looked good. My biggest disappointment is, and I don't know if it's necessarily a disappointment, but what I will say is you would think that he would have come in and really created, without a shadow of a doubt, that he is deserving to really be in the lead, even though the competition itself, like, he hasn't done anything to completely separate himself to make, I don't feel like Kevin Stefanski and the staff are even leaning towards him being the starter. Like, he hasn't done anything out, you know, to I don't believe, to make
separate
him feel
himself.
Separate himself. And for them to even say, okay, even if Michael does come back, I don't know that Tua is going to let this go.
All right. Oh, fact or fiction? Tua doesn't look like a competent starter.
Fiction.
Let me give you fiction on that one, Carl. I'll play the devil's advocate here.
Don't play radio. Believe what you're going on inside your soul.
I'm going to believe what I'm going to say here. Trust me on this one right here.
All right.
It's time. The same thing you'll talk about with Penix, when we need time to see him get back right.
Yeah.
I think we need time from Tua to get, whether it was getting over the back injury, getting fully acclimated, having an offensive line that's competent in front of him.
Mm.
I think all that takes time. I think there's enough of a skill set right there, and I don't think the internal clock of his has been ruined enough or pushed too fast enough in the concussions down in Miami to where he's a total unserviceable quarterback at this point. I still think there's skill there. Now, I don't know how long that skill is going to last for, but I think you can throw him out there for the first couple of games of the season and get quality quarterback play. And if that's the timetable you have to get Michael Penix back on the field and healthy, it works out perfectly for you.
And look, as we've always said, if Tua balls out and really catches fire with this offense, which should really play to his strengths, with Stefanski yards after the catch, weapons like Bijan, the way Zachariah Branch already looks, Dotson's impressing some people, Pitts. You know, it's not impossible that he could do so well that, you know, the timeline gets pushed even further back for Penix Jr. But that gets us into that gap year scenario, because if I got two quarterbacks playing, something's gone wrong with my season.
Yeah, that's the problem. All right, guys, let's keep it moving. Fact or fiction? And by the way, I'm going to say fiction on the Tua, not looking like a competent quarterback, because there's so many other elements to it. I'm with O on this, but look, he's got to prove this here quickly. And that's where I think
we're
all at.
You're not turning your back on T-U-A.
Very good, Mike. I am not. Penix is not a franchise quarterback. Fact or fiction?
This is tough. Ooh.
Well, I need more time.
Then there's an answer for it. That's an answer, Mike.
Fact or fiction?
Then that would be fiction.
Fiction.
Because I need – this is the prove-it year. This is the year where he gets to work with a competent coach. Raheem Morris did him no favors by bringing in a coach who was over his head with a rookie. And let's be honest, and maybe he'll have success with Baker. He made some fundamental mistakes. They had a guy that was his passing game coordinator. He gets thrown off the team. Remember, they fired a coach, Ike Hilliard, last year. It was, almost said the word.
It was.
And that's where it's at. So that's not Mike's fault. Now, Mike had things like fundamental flaws with his footwork that really manifested itself at number of games, including that horrible loss in Carolina, which, again, going back to Raheem's incompetence, maybe we should have the OC on the sideline working with a rookie quarterback. Dang. You know, yes. So I still think there are you got a much better support system, an offense, skill position players, and a coaching staff. So I will say fiction. He will prove it this year.
Mike says fiction. Where are you at, Day-Day? Michael Penix is not a franchise quarterback. Fact or fiction?
I mean, I pretty much have to echo everything Mike said. Like, there's not enough time, and he hadn't been equipped with everything. I think he's shown us the flashes that he can be, but unfortunately, injury has derailed him. So, you know, I think he has an offensive skill set of players around him that can help prove that he can do that. It's just a matter of him getting out on the field.
So you think it's fiction?
Yeah, fiction.
Big O, where are you at?
I got into a discussion yesterday with somebody on Twitter. This very thing came up. And they wanted to bring up the fact that, oh, he puts us in these positions, despite bad special teams play, to win ball games at the end. Yeah, that's great. But what about the other three quarters of football that don't look great? Right. What about the other three quarters of football where he looks lost? Like, there was the San Francisco game. I get Christian McCaffrey ran all off of him, but people forget he had a horrible intentional grounding penalty before the half.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yes,
these guys don't want to remember that. Half. Throwing balls in the dirt to Drake. I mean, you guys remember this
and
stuff.
They don't want to remember the first three quarters of play. They just want to tell you about that last drive of his and then special teams screwing something up.
But he's played 12 games?
12.
Throughout 12 games?
12.
He's technically hasn't even played a full rookie season.
Okay, so then he's not – but is he a franchise quarterback through those 12 games of what you've seen? That's what I'm asking you.
How did
– fact or fiction?
I said fiction. So how – but how, and I'll say, how did Peyton Manning do his rookie year?
Threw a gazillion interceptions. I mean, really struggled. But he had a full – but again –
and he had a full
– but again, full confidence. The team had the full confidence in him because he's Peyton friggin' Manning, but he's also healthy.
He had a full offseason, though, coming the next year where he knew he was going to be the starter.
Yeah, he had no injury. He couldn't beat Florida, but he had no injury
My point is Penix still hasn't played a full season.
Correct.
So you don't know the data. You don't know.
None of us know. So it could be fact or fiction.
To Carl's point,
this is a bull dive game.
No, man.
It's fact.
Two things cannot be true. You've got to answer the question.
I said fiction. I'm saying fiction.
I said fiction, too, because this is the year where, now again, the Falcons, they should never have drafted him in the first place, but here he is. And now we got a competent coaching staff, unlike the nitwits he had the first 2 years he was here. Let's see what happens.
If you haven't seen it by now, then you can't say it's there.
That's fact.
But has he been positioned for you to see it?
There's a flip side data, yes, there is, where you don't know what he is. You don't know if he's going to be good or bad. But right now, you don't know what he's going to be, so you have to – You can't say he's a franchise guy when you don't know. When it's incomplete, right, you can't say he's a franchise guy.
All right, fellas, we got one more before we wrap this up.
This is fun. I'm having fun with this game.
It's fact or fiction.
Fun conversation.
One more quickly before we get
bring
done
the heat.
Here.
Bring the heat, meat.
Will right tackle be an issue this season for the Falcons?
Fact
or fiction?
Fact.
Wait a minute.
Fact.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, Jawan Taylor, I mean, we've only seen him for, like, what, a scrimmage?
Mike, he missed 21 practices.
And
no ball.
And we also found out that we were of the opinion it was still a hangover to the tricep injury or the arm, and then we found out he had a cleanup procedure on his knee. So I'm like, what? Where'd that come from? So, yeah, we don't really have depth to get it. I think Jarrell they're working with, but we don't have the swing guy. They're trying to develop it. This could be an area of serious issue for the Falcons, considering he is the blind side.
Fact.
I'm going to say fiction.
Right tackle will not be an issue during the season?
We know his protection. Fiction. His protection isn't the issue. It's the penalties.
Right. Well, I'm not. First thing, I'm trying to be staying healthy.
But
he was the walking false start meet.
Right. So, and to your point, you said it yourself earlier, Mike. If Callahan is who we think he is, right, as this offensive line coaching guru, maybe he can get that out of him. If he gets that out of him, I think we're okay.
Oh, is it fact or fiction? Right tackle will not or will be an issue. Will be an issue this season.
Fact.
It will be because of what Mike said. The depth, You talked about earlier we're, what, two bad plays away from having Cooper Rush be a starter?
That's right.
We're one bad play away from Michael Jarrell being the starter at right tackle. Right. And that's a horrible situation to be in right now, man. Like, you don't want that to be the worst-case scenario, but like, and I get Juwan is who he is, and there's some pedigree there, but – Hey.
Well, they brought in another guy from the Chiefs. What's his, the guy
who can't get in shape, Wanye Morris.
He's
on the bike entire camp.
We knew it was a bad scene when he went, blah, like his first day of practice. So,
he's not
that's where we're at with tackle. And they may have to go. Remember, Levitre was a guard. We made that trade for Levitre years ago, and that worked out great. He was a benchmark guy for us.
I'm learning Oren doesn't like anything about this team.
No, you know what?
No, I love this team because I got on a guy a couple days ago about being negative. And I'm not trying to be ultra negative on this team whatsoever. There are so many positives.
But you know what, David?
But you can recognize the negatives, too.
This is why it's fact or fiction. You can't run from it. This is a fact. Right tackle could be an issue, and I think it will be as we go through this season. All right, good stuff, fellas. We got to take a break. We're going to come back, wrap the show up, tell you what we think about this second preseason game and what you should be paying attention to next.